I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Mary Oliver is on the verge of overtaking Billy Collins as my favorite poet. His latest collection, The Rain in Portugal, disappointed me ever so slightly. While the poems are all good, with most great, I sensed in some of the poems a loss of the subtle humor that first drew me to Collins. On my second and third readings, I chalked it up to a mood change or some other event. Many authors and readers go through phases over the years. When I was young, I read almost no poetry, but all the science fiction I could find. Today, I can't remember the last science fiction novel I read. In one of my favorites in this collection, Thanksgiving, Collins writes, "The thing about the huge platter of sliced celery, broccoli florets, and baby tomatoes you had arranged to look like a turkey with its tail fanned out was that all our guests were so intimidated by the perfection of the design, no one dared disturb the symmetry by removing so much as the nub of a carrot. And the other thing about all that was that it took only a few minutes for the outline of the turkey to disappear once the guests were encouraged to dig in, so that no one would have guessed that this platter of scattered vegetables ever bore the slightest resemblance to a turkey or any other two- or four-legged animal. It reminded me of the sand mandalas so carefully designed by Tibetan monks and then just as carefully destroyed by lines scored across the diameter of the circle, the variously colored sand then swept into a pile and carried in a vessel to the nearest moving water and poured in, a reminder of the impermanence of art and life. Only in the case of the vegetable turkey, such a reminder was never intended. Or if it was, I was too busy slicing up even more vivid lessons in impermanence to notice. I mean, the real turkey, minus its head and colorful feathers, and the ham, minus the pig, minus its corkscrew tail, and minus the snout once happily slathered in mud. We do have a touch of humor here." From another poem that intrigued me, Genuflection, Collins muses over an Irish custom of greeting the first magpie one encounters in the course of a day, a bird out of usual clime. He writes, "But why wouldn't every bird merit a greeting, a nod or at least a blink to clear the eyes, a wave to the geese overhead, maybe an inquiry of a nervous chickadee, a salute in the dark to the hoot of an owl? And as for the great blue heron, as motionless in profile by the shore as a drawing on papyrus by a Delphic priest, will anything serve short of a genuflection? As a boy, I worked on that move, gliding in a black cassock and white surplice inside the border of the altar rail, then stopped to descend, one knee touching the cool marble floor, palms pressed together in prayer, right thumb crossed over left, and never the other way around." I certainly had no intention of even thinking about giving up on Billy Collins, especially on the strength of a single new collection, The Rain in Portugal. Rather, I want to follow this trail, if it is a trail, and I'm sure I will learn something new from this great poet. 4.5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. You can read more at rabbitreaderblog.com. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.